Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I've won some awards for my boxing writing, so I'm a school journalist. Bottom line is, I know a little bit about boxing, but the average fan knows a little bit more. So you can text me here in the studio if you want right now. Here's the studio text line. Ready? The number? 415-275-1613. The studio text line for Ring Talk Live Worldwide right now. Text me here in the studio. Questions, rips, say what you want, predictions, you got it. 415-275-1613. Well, of course, Tyson Fury in the news, and he hasn't fought in a long time. But the bottom line is, last week, Oleg Usyk, of course, the other heavyweight champion of the world, schooled Anthony Joshua over 12 rounds. I had it like 9-3 in rounds. I could have stretched maybe, say, 8-4. But the bottom line is, it was a one-sided fight. In my mind, judges thought it was a little closer, 116-112, 8-4 in rounds. One judge had it 7-5 in rounds, 115-113. And the third judge from America had it 115-113, or 7-5 in rounds for Anthony Joshua. I mean, and I just got to put it to you like this. Boxing promoters aren't the most honest guys in the entire world, okay? They're, like, sketchy. Here's what Barry Hearn said. If we'd have got the fight, we would have felt like we had stolen something. Period. What does that say about the American judge from Connecticut, Glenn Feldman? Then you've got Chuck Maker, the former head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, telling me, don't worry about the one judge, as long as the right guy won. Well, we'll talk with that and more about that and more with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, coming up after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, AJ's a bum.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Little Tower of Power there, the soul side of town. Of course, one of their recent LPs, albums, CDs, drops, call them what you want. Bottom line is Tower of Power is still rocking and rolling. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Of course, tonight we've got the main event on ESPN, Jose Pedraza and Richard Comey. Of course, super lightweights, formerly lightweights. But the bottom line is we're talking about the undercard a little bit later. I'm talking about heavyweights. I'm really excited about this one heavyweight. We'll get into that in depth. But the bottom line is heavyweights are at the top of the spectrum right now. Of course, last week, Oleg Usyk pitched, I thought, a pretty good one-sided fight against Anthony Joshua. I scored it 9-3 or 8-4 in rounds. Wasn't sure which way to go in there. But the bottom line is it was a one-sided fight in my mind, okay? And then when I looked at the scorecards, one judge had it 8-4 in rounds. Another judge had it 7-5 in rounds, both for Oleg Usyk, who I thought, you know, probably won pretty easily, right? And then there's one judge. The third judge. Here I go railing again on the third judge, the third guy. And it really didn't matter since the right guy won, right? But still, Glenn Feldman went 115, 113. Now, I'm going to repeat what Barry Hearn said. Barry Hearn is the promoter of Anthony Joshua. He said, if we would have gotten the fight, we would have felt like we had stolen something. Holy cow, bold. I mean, come on, man. It's pretty bold for him to say that, pretty honest for him to say that. But the bottom line is, what does that say about the judging of Glenn Feldman? Is it time for Glenn to take a walk? He's been a judge, I believe, since 1992. Maybe it is time for him to go. Maybe he needs new glasses, but the bottom line is, I wouldn't want him judging any of my fights. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to the Bronx and bring, of course, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Sitting in some air conditioning because it's 92 degrees here in New York today.
I know, but nobody believes that's sort of typical New York for the summertime, right?
Yeah. It's becoming one extreme to another. You know, as the way it's sweltering today, in a couple of months, we'll be freezing. So there's no in-between anymore.
Okay. I thought Oleg Usyk deserved to win that fight going away. So Judge Glenn Feldman went and did his thing. The guy from Connecticut. Did he get off the plane late? Was he jet-lagged? What's going on with that?
That was, you know, I give Anthony Joshua a lot of credit, first of all. I was probably more impressed by him in this defeat than I had been since he fought Klitschko and beat him.
Everybody saw that.
Yeah, I don't think that anyone in their right mind had Anthony Joshua winning that fight. And I question Glenn Feldman, his competency at this point. And the ironic thing is that the English judge was the deciding factor. You know, he gave the fight to Usyk. I thought Usyk won the fight 7-5. I thought it was a competitive fight, but there's no way that you can score seven rounds for Anthony Joshua.
No, but it was, you know, but let's go back. Joshua put up a spirited effort. There was no doubt about it. Okay, he really did. I give him his props, but he didn't win. Some other guys, of course, are clamoring for heavyweight, heavyweight gold, of course. And there's one kid, I'm telling you, I think I might be high on this one kid. I'll get to that in just a second. But the bottom line is Philip Hogovic was a winner last week over the Chinese prospect, Zil Zhang. Let me tell you about Chinese prospects. They gave me a Chinese prospect, a heavyweight kung fu artist back in 1994 in Macau. And they said I had to spend a month and a half with him and get him in shape for a four-round fight on this card we were going to throw in Macau that was headed by a WBO title fight, I believe. Anyway, bottom line is I tried to get him in shape. It didn't work. Sock, let me tell you, when I took him to his first – we got him to the gym a couple of times. He really wasn't in that kind of good shape. I said, this guy's going to fight in 4 weeks. You got to be kidding me. He goes, he's a Chinese god, Pedro. He's a Chinese god. He's the Bruce Lee of China. I said, come on, man. The guy's a fat guy. Anyway, bottom line is we go to our second breakfast, and I said to him, I said, watch what you eat. You know, so he goes to the buffet, and he comes back with 27 strips of bacon.
Okay.
In other words, he didn't eat nothing else. No watermelon. I mean, I said to him, get some watermelon, get some cantaloupe, something like that. Right? He got 27, and I counted them. I'm being the detailer. And what I'm trying to tell you is that the Chinese heavyweight contender didn't work back then. I think the Chinese contender the other night didn't work as well. He came in a little fat. Zil Zhang, now 24-1, one draw, 19 knockouts. The scores were 115, 112 twice, and 114, 113. Callum Smith was the winner last week over Matthew Badaro. This is a battle of number one WBC and number two contenders. Of course, Callum Smith now 29-1, 21 KOs, KO4. Batteries drops to 21-2 with 12. But back to Glenn Feldman. You're boxing his PhD. How do you deal with a judge that maybe is too long in the tooth now and seeing things in a different light than maybe he should be? I'm trying to be nice here.
It's a slippery slope because, I mean, like, everyone, you know, we all have bad days. You know, sometimes I think on this show I don't have as good as days as I've had on other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with judging. Same thing with fighters. You know, sometimes you have an off night. But you do need a veteran guy, especially in an important fight. You know, you need someone that has that world-class experience. Maybe you want to give Glenn Feldman a mulligan, like, hey, you know, he had an off night. But I think that these sanctioning bodies and the commissions need to study these guys. You know, they need to see the scorecards that they're, you know, passing out the last three or four fights, you know, because you'll see a pattern, I think, with judging. In New York, I have the good fortune of witnessing one of the worst judges in the world, who I've mentioned her name before, you know, and so it's a pattern. You know, when you see incompetence, it's a pattern. And
you're
and
just sexist and anti-female, that's all. Come on. She's a fine judge. She's a fine judge. She's the only judge I know that can judge stuff looking out the back of her head. She's got eyes in the back of her head because she's got to be scoring them fights from, like, outside the arena.
Yeah, man. Someone must be texting her the wrong advice because I'm 15 feet away from you, lady. How do you see that with those eyes? But, you know, not all female judges are bad. Julie Letterman's pretty good, you know.
So. Well, Julie wasn't competent, Julie would have been run out of the game a long time ago. I mean, that was Harold's daughter. I mean, Harold's the godfather of judges. I don't care what you say. He was the guy. Whether before he was with HBO, I remember he judged his first fight in 1967, for the New York State Athletic Commission, of course. And the greatest fight he ever judged, he said to me, without being on HBO, was Lupe Pintor and Wilfredo Gomez.
Ooh, classic.
Yeah, that was the greatest fight he ever came up with. Harold was so cool. Hey, I'm running into Harold stories here. One time we were in Sacramento. I love telling the story. We were in Sacramento, and the HBO limo guy was waiting for Harold to get in the limo, and the dude kept looking at his watch, and Harold signing autographs and taking pictures with people. I mean, Harold was like a bit of an icon with HBO. People didn't realize that he was more popular than Larry Merchant and any of those other dudes, because he was more friendly, more fan friendly. So anyway, he's taking pictures, and this limo guy's getting upset. I said, man, you on a schedule or something? So I got in. You on a schedule? He goes, I'm supposed to get him back. I said, you leave, man. I'll take care of him. So anyway, I took Harold back to the hotel. To the Radisson Hotel, which is, I think it's a casino now. But the bottom line is, that was a great night. Harold spent better than a half hour signing autographs and taking pictures with people. Harold was just nothing but class. Plus, you know, he was the biggest drug dealer in all of boxing history. You know that, right?
Yes, he definitely had the, I think it was in Queens, right?
Yeah, he was a drug dealer. Harold Letterman was a drug. He dealt drugs from his early days until he retired. I'm talking about a pharmacist.
He had that block on Smash.
I know. When I introduced him as boxing's biggest drug dealer, oh! And then, of course, I cleaned it up. But the bottom line is I miss Harold. Harold was good people, man.
He was a very nice man. Very unassuming, nice, just very personable guy.
Okay, I mean, without a doubt. Let's talk about Emmanuel Navarrete. Now, 36-130 KOs. Of course, Eduardo Baez came in with 7 knockouts, coming in 21-3 now, 2 draws. But the 2 draws and the 7 knockouts, I thought were the thing that brought his record to my attention. Anyway, he got stopped in the 6th round with a body shot by Emmanuel Navarrete at the Bajonga Casino down there near San Diego, California. This guy's amazing.
He is. He did not look great, though, last week. I mean, he was down in the scorecards. And I think it's time for him to get a big fight, you know, because it's funny because about 2 years ago, it looked like he was fighting every other month.
He was.
I mean, he was on, he was on some, you know, Henry Armstrong street type of schedule. And then, you know, the pandemic slowed things down.
Time out. But he was on such a good run there. Time out. He was on such a good run there. He should have been able to put some money away. I mean, he fought like 10 times. So he should have been able to put some money. Hopefully he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he has. You know, he's been a world champ now for a couple of years. But I want to see him step up against a big name, you know. I think he kind of played down to the competition last week, but he's just a deadly puncher, bro. You saw that body shot. I think that kid probably still is cringing when he breathes, you know. And today's a week later.
Yeah,
I want to see Navarrete in a big fight.
My guest on the Sunday show, Ali Nico Wall, she scored a beautiful knockout punch with a left hook to the liver as well. Did you see that?
I did not. I missed that, but I saw that he did win.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't want to use Richard Pryor's line, but that knockout punch that Nico threw was a boom, man. Perfectly on the spot, the whole 9 yards. I still think that if I'm in the best shape in the world and I get hit with a body shot, I'm not going down because I've never been knocked down by a body shot. So I'm still going to stick to that. But good Lord, man, did he go down and go down hard.
It seems like he's improving, you know, which is good because, I mean, obviously he is something of an attraction because of his name, you know, but eventually he's going to have to show and prove that he is the goods. So it's good for the sport.
Coming back after the break, we'll talk about a prospect I think that has a shot with Shakur Stevens. We'll talk about Hector Luis Garcia. Whoa, who is he? The upset kid. We'll talk about that more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, Sports Byline, iTunes, Stitcher.com. Can I keep going? Bottom line is 1,000 different internet platforms. Bottom line is, doesn't matter how you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you are here. More Ring Talk after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer on the line from the Bronx. Of course, I went before the break. I talked about Hector Luis Garcia. Of course, he wants to face Shakur Stevenson. The bit of he's upset everybody. He beat Roger Gutierrez recently, and I think he beat Chris Colbert, who was like a 7-1 favorite over him in February. Is he the real deal, or is this in the right spot?
I think he's the real deal. You know, he fights hard. He's a former Olympian, so he's got that amateur pedigree. He's 30 years old, so he knows that the clock is ticking, especially fighters at the lighter weight classes. They tend to age a little quicker. But he's the real deal. He fights hard, won a good, hard decision against a Venezuelan fighter last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his eyes set on Shakur. I mean, Shakur is the man at 130, and hopefully he gets that title shot.
I keep talking about Shakur being unbeatable and everything like that. If somebody clicks on that chin, we still really don't know what's going to happen yet. He really hasn't been clocked yet.
Absolutely. You know, now, that's credit to his defense. You know, he might be the best defensive fighter in the game today, you know. But those type of guys, a guy like Garcia could be trouble because he's a little awkward. You know, he throws a lot of punches, and that's what he did to Colbert. You know, he brought the fight to him. A guy that's conventional, Shakur would solve a lot easier than someone that you don't know where he's coming from. A style of no style, you know, so to speak, to reference Bruce Lee again. He's going to come at Shakur with everything, and Shakur would really have to bite down and man up. He will not dominate Garcia like he has everyone else. That's a tough, tough fight.
You know, and I keep telling you, Professor Eddie Croft, of course, the boxing trainer out of B Street Boxing in San Mateo, California, lost to both Eric Morales and Marco Antonio Barrera at the top of their games. He says to me, of all these guys, Tank and all these guys, he's watching them in the gym, he says Shakur's the best.
I mean, it's hard to argue, you know, and because he keeps getting better every time you see him. And you see him after the weigh-in and then come fight night, like he looks like he's a weight class above, you know, all these guys. Like,
Here's my strategy for beating Shakur. Stepping on that lead foot and cracking him with the right hand to the body. You gotta get close. You got to make contact. And guess what? Sometimes with his height and reach advantages, you've got to, like, using an ulterior motive. But I think that would be a way to slow him down, is to crack him with right hands. Straight right, not loopers, straight right hands to the body. We'll see what happens if that ever occurs. Anyway, bottom line is tonight we've got ESPN lightweight, super lightweights, Jose Pedraza and Richard Comey. Of course, Comey, his claim to fame, I think, was fighting for the lightweight title. Anyway, bottom line is that's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, brought to you by Bryce Holden. I'm talking about Tony Holden's son. Anyway, it'll be on ESPN. The main event, co-main event, is going to be Jared the Real Big Baby Anderson. Not that other Jared guy who's really big and fat. This guy's 11-0, 11 knockouts, 241 pounds, 6'4", coming to us out of Toledo, Ohio. Got an amateur background, looks like a fair amateur background, 23-5. Taking on a guy that's probably not from locally, Majan Rovakin, 24-2, 16 KOs, a European fighter in an 8-round bout. Of course, opening show will be 2020 Olympic super heavyweight silver medalist Richard Torres, 2-0, 2 KOs. Is Richard looking any good? Have you seen Richard at all?
No, I haven't. I'm not going
to Neither have I. Neither have I. I mean, and another ESPN stream, the ESPN Plus stream, will feature, will include heavyweight destroyer F.A. Samoan, F.A. Ajobaba, 15-1, 12 KOs against Joseph Damos, 14-4-3, of course. So lots of fights tonight. That's ESPN Plus. Somewhere Cedric Kushner is smiling. That's what Fight News said, because they're calling this heavyweight explosion. Cedric Kushner had these heavyweight explosion cards that were just almost like pure garbage to an extent, but somehow he put, like, they made the matchmaker made the fights pretty good, and people wanted to watch them, and Cedric made money.
Hey, at the end of the day, that's what we want. You know, we want entertainment. You know, we want competitive fights. I'm pretty sure David Tua was showcased on that, right?
Yeah.
Heavyweight explosions.
Hashim Rahman, a lot of those guys. Yeah. I mean, let me tell you, Cedric Kushner, may he rest in peace. He was a strange dude. I mean, one morning, I don't know if I told you, we were checking out of Minot, North Dakota. I did the television for a Virgil Hill fight the night before. So we're checking out of Minot, North Dakota, and we go to the airport, and none of the snack bars or anything are open. Everything's closed. So Cedric bribes a guy to go back there and get him a gallon of ice cream. A gallon of ice cream. So he ate a gallon of ice cream before we got on the airplane. A gallon of ice cream. And then later in life, he had that stomach surgery, reduction surgery, this or whatever it was. Yeah, but yeah. Imagine this. He bribes a guy, bribes this janitor, or something like that, to go get him a tub of ice cream, and he ate the tub of ice cream before he got on the plane.
Oof. Wow. Good thing he wasn't lactose intolerant.
He was 400 pounds. He was 400 pounds. Of course, there was a guy that talk about getting over here the rough way. He snuck aboard an animal freighter from South Africa. He snuck aboard. He was like a stowaway. And then he came to the United States, and he filed for asylum or some kind of that, and then, of course, he got citizenship eventually.
Really? I didn't know that that's how...
He cleaned up. Cedric, I tried to do my Cedric impression. I had to clean up lion spit. Yeah, do you hear me, Pedro? Lion spit! And he wasn't talking. Yeah, exactly. May he rest in peace. What a colorful character he was. You know, he got in trouble with that that ESPN and that not ESPN, the IBF when he was bribing the IBF and Bob Lee and this kind of stuff. So he's one of the guys that took it on the chin for that. Bob Arum took it on the chin for that. Bob Lee took it on the chin for that. Don King walked.
Teflon Don, huh?
Teflon Don. Don King walk, without a doubt. So anyway, you got these heavyweights going tonight on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Of course, you check on ESPN Plus for the time it starts in your area. This is good because people like to watch heavyweights. I mean, that's what people say to me, heavyweights. Although they're not in tune with the current heavyweight situation, because the current heavyweight situation really doesn't feature an American.
No, Deontay Wilder is, you know, still in the picture. He's coming back.
With an asterisk.
With an asterisk, yes. I mean, we want to see how much of Deontay Wilder is left. Jared Anderson, he seems to be the heir apparent to that American mantle. But the heavyweights are funny. You know, they can be as exciting as watching paint dry, or, you know, if you blink, you miss that oh snap moment. You know, so one punch can end the fight. That's the intrigue of the heavyweight division. People want to see knockouts, and that's the bottom line.
Some guy just shot me a text. As far as heavyweight fighters are concerned, more of them are slobs than are athletes. Oh, I wouldn't say that, man. That's a little bit rough there. Of course, we've had some guys that don't quite look the role, like Andy Ruiz or Anti Ruiz. Speaking of Anti Ruiz, next week taking on the Luis Ortiz, of course, in the Battle of Latinos, really on pay-per-view. How many people will watch this? 9, 10, 15?
Well, Luis Ortiz has a big family, and Andy Ruiz is Mexican, so you know he's got a big family. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I would think so, because, you know, I'm going to watch the fight at my neighbor's house. You know, I'm going to watch the fight at my neighbor's house. I don't know how he pays for his cable, and this guy, I don't even ask him, but the bottom line is I'm probably going to watch the fight at my cables at my neighbor's house, and you're going to watch it through a set of binoculars from the guy next door and this kind of good stuff. So really, none of us are paying for cable anymore. Who's putting this money in their pocket? Squares? Marks?
I think a little bit of both, man. It's an evolving world, and thank God for technology.
But I'm serious, man. I mean, I was spending $400 or $500 a year sometimes on pay-per-view. I kid you not. I had to watch every event because that's what I do for a living, right? So sometimes it was $400 or $500 a year, and maybe more. And look, now it's like nothing.
So, listen. I support the sport. You know, I pay for my tickets. You know, a lot of times I don't just use a press credential. You know, I believe in supporting the sport. But there's certain things that should not be on pay-per-view, and this is one of them. You know, even Deontay Wilder's comeback on pay-per-view, really?
I almost said no spit with the H there. Bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is the Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. You and Sophia and the rest of the family, Sebastian, have a good week.
Thank you very much, Uncle Pedro. Appreciate it. Enjoy the fights.
Peace and respect. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 36, make that 37, make that 38. Plus years. How many years have I been doing this? That's how old I am. I'm getting senile. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care about you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Candy Maldonado with the hesitation, allowing Jose Canseco to score, and he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take...
So that wasn't the clip that I called for, but that was the clip that aired. Bottom line is computer glitches happen in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network a little often than normal. You are tuned a little more often than normal, Simo. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Crawford and Spence. Wow, can I say it's going to happen. Terrence Crawford, of course, the young man from Omaha, Nebraska, undefeated now, what, 37-38? No, of course, Earl Spence, 25-0, 26-0, somewhere around there. Bottom line is, they're both undefeated. They're going to clash for the undisputed World Welterweight Championship. It looks like that's going to go down in November in Las Vegas. Of course, Spence, the kid that got flung out of a car, 115 miles per hour to be exact, and he was drunk, so he sort of bounced around, got a little concussion, had some... obviously, some neurological damage when you saw that the bleeding in his eye and that kind of good stuff. So he was damaged by that car accident. I think he's damaged permanently. Of course, Terrence Crawford, I think, is an unstoppable foe right now, 147. He thinks you out, he beats you down, and he will knock you out. He's a mean guy. That Omaha, Nebraska guy, no. Not some guy from the Midwest. He is there to take you out. Terrence Crawford will take out about anybody he puts they put in front of him. Now, Johnny Tapia. Let me talk about Johnny Tapia. We got a Johnny Tapia clip ready to go. Johnny Tapia and I go back to, the 84 Olympic trials or something like that. Was it 84 Olympic trials or 80? I can't remember what it was. Bottom line is we were partners together. We met in 1984 in Colorado Springs, and he was a bit of a different dude. I mean, just was. I mean, Johnny was Johnny. He always has been Johnny, this and that. And then, of course, he became a pro and became the baby-faced assassin and things like that, and living la vida loca, living his crazy life. And, of course, this is a guy that... When he grew up, I mean, before he grew up, he was as an infant, as a baby, he watched his mother get murdered in the same room. So his mother was murdered in front of him. He never really got right after that, okay? And then, of course, there was the addition of his mistress. I'm talking about after marrying his wife, Teresa Tapia. I'm talking about cocaine. That's what she said. He wouldn't mess around on her except with cocaine. Cocaine was his mistress, no doubt about that. And then in the end, after kicking the cocaine thing and having cocaine issues, he had some opioid issues, so that's what sort of stopped his heart, I believe. And of course, it's been about 10 years now, but Johnny Tapia, pretty good guy to be around. Of course, a split personality. You never knew which guy to approach. I mean, one time we were doing a fight together in El Paso, Texas, and I was a ring announcer, and I said something like, "Well, Johnny, you and I have been down this road a long time now." And he said, like, "What the F does that mean?" On television and live in the arena. And you know me, no, I came back, but bottom line is I was taken aback about that, no doubt about that. But Johnny Tapia, may he rest in peace. Of course, they've got a new gym going down in Albuquerque. His wife, Teresa Tapia, has got this gym going on. Hey, are you ready for this? Drop Johnny Tapia clip. See, you should have been looking at me, man, and you weren't.
Johnny, what time are you going to bed?
I mean, why did that take so long?
It's been hard to sleep, believe me. I've been.
You got to wake up in there, man.
I'm just so anxious right now. I'll go to bed. We know you're going to watch movies, and you and your wife. I'm just too hyped for it, no? Well, I know, but, man, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't really care. Are you climbing the walls? I mean, do you have plungers on your shoes when you climb up the walls? And... No, Pedro, what I do is... I read my Bible and try to stay cool and calm, but it's kind of hard still, too.
You ever take out pictures of Danny Romero?
Do I what?
You ever take out a picture of Danny Romero and look at it? Like,
yeah, I've been having him in my gym while I've been training.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A nice picture of him and not so nice picture of him.
No, well, you know, it's not so nice now, but it was nice when I first got in.
And well, you trained at the top-ranked gym here in Vegas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Futch, is Futch as cool in the corner as everybody says he is? I mean, is he as cool in the gym as he is in the corner on TV?
Well, you know, Mr. Futch is just an amazing man all the way around. I mean, he's a legend. He,
I don't got nothing bad to say with him. It's all good and positive.
I'm not asking to say nothing bad. I'm just asking, is he as cool and calm as he seems? I mean, the guy seems like he has ice running through his veins.
Yeah, he's cool, calm, and collective.
Hey, cool, calm, and collective. I wish you the very best of luck this Friday night.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. And if there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
Tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Nice rejoinder there. I mean, this is not working here today, folks. This is just not working here today. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, we're hearing from Johnny Tapia, the late Johnny Tapia. His wife, Teresa Tapia, has opened a gym in Albuquerque, New Mexico. In fact, you can check them out on the web. Just Google Teresa Tapia or Tapia Boxing. They've got a new gym going on down there. And, you know, I wish her the very best of luck. She's really a class act, and I watched her. She supported Johnny when Johnny was really in bad shape. I mean, really in bad shape. Johnny has emotional issues. We talked about that in depth. Mental issues, mental health issues, of course. And add that with the cocaine and then later the opioids. This and that. So he was a bit of a mess there at different times in his life. But the bottom line is Teresa Tapia was there, you know, to help him. Much like Aaron Pryor's wife. I mean, listen, to certain people that come along, certain women come along and save guys' lives. And I think that Teresa Tapia saved Johnny's life to an extent. I think Johnny would have been dead a lot sooner. And Aaron Pryor, the same thing. I remember when Aaron and his wife were in Los Angeles, the World Boxing Hall of Fame, he was being inducted 1 year, and he and I were sitting at a table, and she got up and walked away, and a tear almost came to his eyes. He said, you know, Pedro, without her, I'd be dead. I said, what, Darren? Yeah, I heard I'd be dead. You know, this is Aaron Pryor. This is Aaron Pryor, of course, the world junior welterweight champion. Man, only lost one fight. He lost one fight where he was all coked out. But outside of that, he was unbeaten. Of course, beat Alexis Arguello not once but twice. Of course, the first fight I always thought was a bit... No, it was suspect. I mean, Aaron Pryor's hands were wrapped in plaster of Paris and the stuffing were taken out of the gloves. Panama Lewis was not leaving that ring that night. Without the win. That's just the trainer, Panama Lewis. Of course, he was banned from boxing in every state but Pennsylvania after that. But the bottom line is, it sort of ruined Alexis. Alexis never had the full confidence in himself afterwards. He just never did. I mean, as a man, as a champion, as a person, he just never had it after. He was like a man like there was a leak in his ship forever emotionally from that point forward. Of course, the prior fight, I'm talking about the first Aaron Pryor fight, because he didn't think he lost it. He really didn't think he lost. I mean, when all the evidence came out that Pryor's trainer, Panama Lewis, was found out later, 6 months later, to have wrapped Luis Resto's hands in plaster of Paris in cast. He wrapped his hands in a cast, okay? And then, of course, how they did it was they put some wrap on the hand, a little hand wrap on the hand. Then they wrap it in the cast, right? And then they wrap over the cast. And then, you know, the guy comes along, tests it, it's fine, right? Then they spray water on it, and before you know it, that cast underneath turns like into plaster, and it turns hard rock, hard as a rock. That's why Aaron Pryor's hands were so busted up after the first Arguello fight. I mean, they were busted up to the point where one of his knuckles were like swollen to almost an inch out of proportion. So the bottom line is Aaron was hitting him with bare knuckles that night. I'm talking about the great Alexis Arguello. Speaking of Alexis Arguello, somebody shot me a text yesterday. A young lady from Highland, California, and she said to me, the Sandinistas killed Arguello. I don't know who killed Arguello. I don't know who. I don't think he died of his own hand. They tried to say he was suicidal, but the reason why that suicide sort of lingers is that he came on the show and said at one point in time in 1999 he didn't want to live anymore. He wanted to die. I don't know. Some of you guys might remember that, but the bottom line is, of course, that prompted me to get on the phone, call Jose Suleiman of the World Boxing Council, the president and the founder of the World Boxing Council. He put together some money, and I went down to Nicaragua to try to rescue Alexis from this crack addiction he was suffering from. But the bottom line is he didn't want to be rescued. We had a religious encounter. We had his priest was there, his mother. I mean, not his mother, but all his relatives. And nobody could convince him he was a junkie because he wasn't shooting it up with a needle. That's what he told me. Look, I'm not shooting anything up with a needle. I'm not a junkie. I'm not an addict. But then again, he was hooked on crack cocaine. I mean, at one point in time, he had a printing shop in Managua, and across the street from the printing shop, I didn't know this, but across the street from the printing shop is where they sold the crack. So he would take me down to the printing shop, and I'd be doing something in the print shop, and he'd step outside for 30 seconds, and he'd come back, and he bought the crack right then and there. So he was out of my sight for like a minute and a half, and that's where he got the crack. You know, when people are hooked on crack find all kinds of different ways to get it. But the bottom line is that's how the great explosive thin man got his crack cocaine. At the end of that year, in 1999, he was arrested on the New Year's Eve 2000 by the Nicaraguan police for a drunk driving incident in which somebody got hurt in an accident. So they told him either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And then, of course, he went to rehab. The rest was, sort of cool. I mean, he came back. We saw each other at the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canoso, New York, and a couple of different events. And he was a different Alexis Arguello this time. He wasn't drunk and acting the fool anymore. I mean, a couple of times we were together and he got embarrassing. I had to put him in check. I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, I mean, he just got extremist sometimes. Oh, Pedro, that kind of drunk stuff. Anyway, bottom line is, he straightened his life out. He was the mayor of Managua, which is the biggest city, the capital of Nicaragua. And then all of a sudden, he got shot to death. I mean, somebody tried to say that he shot himself, and the other people say he got shot through the front door. And it's never really been clear as to what actually happened to Alexis Arguello. The bottom line is, he didn't kill himself, I don't think. I had talked to him a month before because I've been around Alexis. I knew when he was suicidal. I was around him at his emotional lowest point of his life. I was there. Okay? He was ready to kill himself in 1999. I knew that. Okay? When I talked to him, I guess in 2008 or 2009, a month before he died, he gave me no indications he was unhappy whatsoever. He was a mayor of Managua. I was going to come down to Managua and have a good time, this and that. And, I mean, it was in the making. I was supposed to call him back and make plans. And the next thing I hear about the great Alexis Arguello is that he's dead from a gunshot wound, and they tried to imply that it was self-inflicted. Then they said it wasn't self-inflicted, so nobody's ever come to a conclusion as far as who or what or how Alexis Arguello died. All I can tell you is that at that point in time, he had recovered emotionally. He wasn't on drugs. He was at a strong point. He was at a high point. I think he was ready to run for the Nicaraguan presidency. And that's why he was killed. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. A little earlier, I mentioned Shakur Stevenson, of course, the WBC and WBA 130-pound champion. Of course, he took those titles from Oscar Valdez, the WBC belt, in April when he, slaughtered Valdez. I mean, I thought Oscar had a shot. Oscar's a good fighter. Oscar's a two-time Olympian. Oscar was unbeaten. Oscar could fight. He knocked out Burchelt. I mean, Miguel Burchelt, he could, I mean, come on, Oscar was a real deal. And he was reduced to nothing. Oscar couldn't do anything. I mean, with Shakur Stevenson, I don't think he lasted. The second round, I think Shakur only threw 15 punches. But outside of that second round, I didn't give Oscar Valdez even close to winning a round. Bottom line is, next up for the American, of course, talk about Shakur Stevenson, is Robinson Canseco. He was the guy that had some problems with 2016 Olympic gold medalist out of Brazil. He had some problems with Oscar Valdez. Of course, he gave Oscar Valdez hell. And people thought that Valdez might have lost that fight. That was a fight before the Shakur Stevens fight. But the bottom line is September 23rd, Newark, New Jersey, Robinson Canseco out of Brazil, once beaten fighter, controversial loser at one time, going to take on Shakur Stevens. Shakur, according to Eddie Croft, is the best of the best. Of course, I don't know. He hasn't been hit on the chin yet. And Tank Davis, Gervonta Davis, a kid, he can crack. He can just crack. I mean, you say what you want about him, but he just weights you down. He's real patient. He's calm. He's in pretty decent shape, and he can punch. He's an explosive puncher. I mean, he comes to you with both hands, and he hits you with both hands. So I think Gervonta Davis, although he's small, that's the problem with Gervonta Davis, is he's small. I mean, the guy with all the physical attributes in that division to me is Ryan Garcia. But Ryan might be... Ryan's elevator might not go to the top floor or something like that because he just doesn't, I don't know, Joe Goosen's got him. Joe Goosen, of course, the trainer extraordinaire of Michael Nunn and lots of guys over the years. But the bottom line is he was the head trainer for 10 Goose Boxing. It was run by his brother, Joe Goosen. Of course, 10 Goose was the family, the Goosen family. But they were wonderful people. They just were, I loved them, man. They were, I mean, when Dan Goosen passed away, I guess about 6 or 7 years ago, they were living, I believe, in Colorado. And, of course, he went there to work for Matt Tinley and America Presents and that kind of good stuff. But Dan Goosen was a good guy. There was no doubt about it. He was a good guy. Died early from cancer. But Joe Goosen now training Ryan Garcia, that's the right guy to have in your corner because he can program you. I mean, without you know you're being – you have to be programmed. You either have to be scared or programmed. And I think that – most guys aren't scared of their trainers, so you program them. And I think that he's smart enough to program Ryan Garcia. And Ryan Garcia, I think, has all the physical attributes to be the guy at 135 pounds. But does he have it above the head? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, let's be honest. The sports byline computers just here suck. They just do. I mean, you hit a button, things don't happen. What can I say? It's frustrating. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Last week, whoa, Kamaru Usman. Bad dude, only lost one fight early in his career, got knocked out. When he got knocked the duck out, you can still, when I say duck on this show, you can put the F there if you want. But the bottom line is a head kick, good Lord, in the fifth round, 4 minutes and 4 seconds in, knocked him into another time zone. I'm talking about Leon Edwards got knocked into another time zone. He just did. But look at some of the, I mean, just did. But you got to give Usman credit. He beat, like, he knocked out Jorge Masvidal. He beat Colby Covington. I mean, he beat Masvidal twice. He beat Hovinden twice. He beat Tyrone Woodley. I mean, this guy's a bad dude. He beat Rafael Dos Anjos, former lightweight champion. So he beat some bad dudes a long way. But what happened? Leon Edwards had his game, man, knocked him out with a kick. I mean, I don't know if you can ever recover medically from getting knocked out like that. I just don't know. I mean, you were talking about waking up in another world. Bottom line is Kamaru Usman, no longer the UFC champion. You got to give props to that young man without a doubt. Because, you know, when you come in the underdog or a slight underdog, as Mr. Edwards did on the scorecards, you know, on the betting cards, you say to yourself, man, why am I the underdog? I think I beat this guy. And you go out there and you beat him down and you beat him. Bottom line is congratulations to Leon Edwards, of course, the new UFC champion. Speaking of UFC, they will go next week with a heavyweight main event. We'll get into that in depth probably on next week's show. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217. Of course, we also come to you on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Want to wave out there to my man, Main Event Matthew, of course, and his lovely wife and family down there in St. Louis, Missouri. They're going to go to some wrestling, I believe, tonight. The new Chase Center, all kinds of good things happening as far as the world of kayfabe in the great kayfabe capital of St. Louis, Missouri. You've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My producer's a gem. Until next week, peace, love, and a ton of respect.